Okay, good morning. This is James and Jennifer Clendenin down here in Melbourne, Florida. And we're very excited about getting started on this new Top 30, our Zenith team that we're working on. And team, as you know, stands for Together Everyone Achieves More. We've been working on this basically since we got back from the convention. And we are so excited about, so far, all of the people that are participating in this. We've got lots of the personal action surveys back, and that's really given us a really good in-depth look at what's going on in the business. And we really want to work super hard this year. That's why we're going to be doing these conference calls. And of course, our goal is to be in the top 30 at next year's convention in Columbus, Ohio. Now, I've been figuring out a lot of the numbers and what we need to do to accomplish this. There's going to be, the way I'm looking at it, the top 30, there's going to be 120 slots for the top 30, because there's the four different categories. So there's going to be 120. And James and I, our goal is to have 50 people in the top 30 at next year's convention. Now, that's a pretty high goal, but we're so confident that we can do it. We've got great people here that are just, y'all are just so, determined and just so teachable and coachable. So we're really pretty confident that we can accomplish this goal for next year. As everyone knows, if we get to the top 30, a lot of the other things will fall into place. As far as car calls and a lot of different things like that, they'll all be falling into place. Some of the things on this orientation call, what we're going to go over is how this Team 30, Top 30 Team Zenith is going to be working. And, well, first of all, you need to apply to be a serious participant to the Team Zenith. We want serious people that are definitely want to build a business with EcoQuest. This is what we're going to be working on this year, is we're going to be working on building an EcoQuest business. So we're looking for serious, serious people. And one of the first steps that you need to do to be able to be on this team is you've got to complete the quick action survey. That's one of the first steps. The next step is that you need to be on one of the two Monday morning calls. We will be doing this call every Monday. The only thing that could possibly keep us from doing this call is if there's a hurricane that hits us. And hopefully this year we're not going to get any of those. So we will... make the early one, make the late night one. If you can't make the late night one, then try to get on. We've done it that way so that people from out on the West Coast can also participate in this call. Mitchell Toll reminded us at the convention, and or I believe maybe it was at the church service. I'm not sure where I heard it. Or it might have actually been Michael Jackson that reminded us that, life is full of problems, okay? And we're all... at the convention, when we get back home, we're going to encounter problems. And, life is going to get in the way, and that is just so true. So many things just happen that can just kind of just knock you out of the game, They just different things, and it happens to everybody. It's not just a certain few. Everybody has the same thing that they have to deal with. I remember one year when James, his daughter called and told him that she had lupus. And I mean, that was very, very upsetting for him. But come to find out, she didn't have it, and she was fine, and she's fine today, and everything's, fine. But, things like this, someone else just told us that when he came home, his mother died. He found out that his mother died. She's been very sick, so just a lot of things happen. But what I'm proposing here is that we have a new motto, and I'd like for you to write this motto down, okay? And the motto is, it's always something. That's why I have become an excellent problem solver. Bring it on. Okay? It's always something. That's why I have become an excellent problem solver. Bring it on. Okay? We're going to become problem solvers. Life is full of them, and we're going to be able to deal with it. The other thing that we're going to be going over in this through the next year, the things that we're going to be really focusing on, we're going to be focusing on inspiration, personal development, motivation, and the techniques to get this business off the ground. Something else, another one of the homework assignments is that I'd like for y'all to write down this, if you could, I would suggest that you order from Mac. There's a book called The Currency of the Future by Brad D. Hazen, and that's a good get started book for your personal development. That's where we're going to start on that. And also, I'd like for you to list out your 10 reasons why you want to be a part of the team member, why you want to be a team member, and why you want to be in the top 30 next year in Ohio. I also would like for you to be able to explain how to get to the summit or to the zenith. Now, for those of you that don't understand what the summit or the zenith or the pinnacle is, this is something at EcoQuest that we learned about at the convention. In order, if you weren't at the convention, the item number is US20520. And what that is it's a little paper, it's a type of a record that you can keep track of your success. And this is something that we're going to, I'd like for you to order. Everyone should have one of these that's going to be part of the convention. We got them at the convention, so you'll probably have to call and order them, those of you that don't have them. And it has on here the qualification period, which is September 1st, 2006, August 31st, 2007. And so the kickoff really for our call is going to be September the 1st. Right now we're just getting through the orientation, you know, figuring out what we're going to be doing. My plan is that these calls last for about 30 minutes. So that's all I've got to say this morning, and now I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to James Clinton. James, are you there?
Good morning, everyone. Let's do some housekeeping items first. And the most important housekeeping item is that I want you all to listen to positive and motivational CDs and DVDs. This is the start of the rest of your professional EcoQuest life. This will take you from where you are right now to the financial success of your dreams. And the question you've got to ask yourself is, are you ready for the plunge? Folks, this is going to be fun. You're going to need to believe in yourself, because if you don't, who will? Respect others' times as if it was your own. In other words, please don't be late, not only for these calls, but for your appointments and so forth. That's pretty important. And number three, identify challenges with prospects and show them how you and your team can overcome them. Most challenges can be solved with a little increase of income. It doesn't have to be big, but an extra grand or two a month will make a big difference in their lives, maybe even yours. Number four, live with passion. Commit to helping others and commit to helping yourself. Number five, businesses are about networking. In other words, you're going to want to focus most of your time on meeting new people. And it doesn't have to be face-to-face, but don't be scared of it. Work on cheap forms of advertising to get that phone to ring. Listen to my local prospecting CDs and read that manual again. There's a wealth of information in there, folks. That's how I did it in the beginning, and I sincerely believe that's how we should teach it. There is a whole new world out there for you. We'll be discussing techniques throughout this training. We've got step-by-step things we're going to take you all to the top 30. All right, number six, put some money into marketing. If it's necessary, take out a small loan. If you do this right, it'll pay you back in a year or so. And a little advertising goes a very long way. Man, there's folks there's companies that pay $2 million for a 30-second commercial. And you've heard of them. And so why would they do that? Well, that ought to be obvious. Number six, be consistent and always give your business 110% effort. But ensure you take one day completely off from the business, because you need to spend time with your family and to rest. Number eight, never quit. It's your 100% guarantee to failure. You didn't start this journey to fail, I don't think. All right, number nine, draw out a game plan and do everything you can to stay on track. Life gets in the way of your businesses all the time, just as Jennifer said a few minutes ago. So you need to create back roads to get back on that main track. You have lived your entire life with you. No one knows you better than yourself. So you're going to need to stay away from pitfalls and work to strengthen your weaknesses. Remember that you are your best friend and your worst enemy. And don't settle for the latter. You need to know that Jennifer and I believe in you. Although we may never have met some of you, we believe in the power of the human spirit. It is one of those things that all of us possess. Believe me, yours is there. You just have to have faith. It's there. Everyone needs a fan, and we're honored to be yours. Make yourself proud and focus all your energy on helping people who want to help themselves. Now, as part of the orientation, I'm going to tell you what this business is really all about. EcoQuest is not what it seems. It took me several years to finally get it, but it turns out that our products are not really our true products. Now, hear me out, folks. You see, we're not here to sell vitamins or air purifiers, and we're not here to get people into the business. With that said, please don't make this mistake, thinking our product is our product and it has anything to do with your overall success. Here's a brief list of everything that does not matter. My product is cheaper. My product has a higher ORAC value. My product has every vitamin and mineral under the sun. My product has a patent. My product is better than yours. My product was used by the ancient pygmies of the Cucamonga tribe. Look, folks, all that matters is that our product holds real value and provides a solution to the end consumer, which of course is a necessary ingredient for long-term success. So you can stop worrying about the features and the price point of our products, and you can stop worrying about the competition. There is none. And why? Well, first of all, our real product is not what you think. Second, our business is about marketing. He who markets and promotes the most and the best wins. It's as simple as that. Now, I could dump 2 tons of air purifiers on your driveway, but unless you knew how to market to the right people, you wouldn't make a dime. The money's not in the product, it's knowing how to market the product. So in reality, our product is the marketing system you use, and the people that come out the other side as leaders. You see, it's just not about our product. That's just one small piece of the big picture. We are here to learn how to be successful small business owners and to teach others to do the same. This means our real product is a well-trained EcoQuest business owner. Now, why is that? Well, because you can't create true residual income without duplicating leadership. You might as well be in direct sales or direct response industry, because the very economic business model of EcoQuest is based on duplication, which is driven by leadership. In other words, we are in the leadership development business. Our product is our people. We find the right people and we train them systematically with skills and attitudes of success. Well, of course, if you're really smart, you'll go out and recruit people who already have those qualities. Folks, 95% of the people who join our industry do so without the intention of becoming a professional EcoQuester. Yet, that's exactly what's asked of you if you wish to make a full-time six-figure income. A lot of people simply join because they were sold on the idea that they could quit their job and work from home if they just buy a dealership and call some leads. Well, I'm telling you right now, this business is fun and it's simple if you let it be, but it will take tenacity. It will take dedication, it will take professionalism, and all of which is required in a six-figure income in any industry. You will have to become a professional EcoQuester if you want to get paid like one. And you better ask yourself right now if you truly want a career in EcoQuest or if you want to pursue it as a hobby. Man, we love our hobbyists. That's okay if that's where you want to be. But if you want to get six figures, you're going to have to become a professional. Our job is to teach you and your people the correct concepts and methods and to tell them what they need to hear, not just what they want to hear. True wealth and freedom in this industry is only achieved after you have developed at least 4 leaders who can stand independently of you and develop leaders of their own. So that's our purpose. The greatest benefit this industry provides is not the money or the time or even the friendships. It's what this industry can make of you, the person you become. You know, we all come to the table with the same tools and the same marketing materials and the same systems. You have strengths that you bring to the table And the only, well, you're the only unknown factor in the equation. You look at it this way. You've already chose the right company and the right products. The right marketing system can help you reach your goal faster, just as a sharp axe will outperform a dull one, but it won't determine your end result. See, my business took off once I decided to just simply help others, even if I didn't know anything. I was going to try and help as many people as I could. I stopped worrying about the marketing plan and the presentation and all that stuff. I think that's the key for most people who are stuck. They're thinking about the tools and the websites and the compensation plans. They're thinking about too much. You come into this world with nothing, and you leave this world with nothing. You can't take your degree or your house or your car or your money. The only thing you can take with you when you die is all that you have given away. What you give away, you get to keep. If you have dedicated your life to helping others, you and what you have given will live on the hearts and the souls of everyone you've touched. This business allows us to change and to inspire thousands of people around the world. Your actions today will start an enormous chain of events that will travel the globe for years. And you will never be able to see or comprehend the impact you're going to have on the generations of people. Let me give you an example. About 19 years ago, a conversation with Sue and Frank Peterson, who became my first sponsors in this industry, set a series of events in motion that afternoon that has completely influenced and changed every major decision in my life since. By the way, they were the same people that introduced me to Bob Giddens. Now think about that. One stranger and a simple phone call set my entire life down a different path. I haven't spoken to them in years, and I don't even know where they are today. They actually have never seen the results of that phone call, and they'll never know the thousands of other people who have benefited from it as well. But one simple action is what started it all. The training you are receiving today because of Frank and Sue, who gave a call to one of their leads 19 years ago. Folks, you hold that power in your hands this very moment. Pretty exciting to think about, isn't it? Okay, you probably want to write this down. Responsibility defined. You will continue to be unsuccessful as long as you depend on others to make you successful. Let me repeat that. You will continue to be unsuccessful as long as you depend on others to make you successful. All right, with that being said, let's talk a little bit about being a professional. As I think back over my first three or four years in EcoQuest and evaluate the reasons for my setbacks and my successes, one thing becomes very clear. Success came when the emotion left. Now, let me explain that. When most people first get involved in EcoQuest, they usually do it out of desperation or excitement or hope. It's an emotional decision. Unfortunately, this is an industry of business ownership pursued by people who have never been business owners. For the most part, the disciplines and the skills necessary for success in EcoQuest are completely foreign to them. So here they go. They spend money and they invest time. They're pushing outside their comfort zone for the very first time out of a very strong and emotional desire to achieve. And you couple that with an equally strong fear of failure. Man, they feel like they've been dropped into a fishbowl and they have to sink or swim. Each lead called is a call of the lifetime. Each warm market prospect holds the key to their futures. Each meeting attended contains the secret to success. Each follow-up call answered by a machine is a shot in the gut. Every dollar spent on leads is a gamble. Each call of the upline, which was never returned, is personal. The sky starts falling to the ground with every no. Every new sign-up is a cause for a night on the town. It's all run on emotion. And this is why they quit. This is how I felt my first several years in this industry. It was a complete roller coaster, which always ended in frustration and exhaustion. And I see it every day with new team members. Honestly, nothing scares me more than a complete jubilation and a level 10 enthusiasm of a new EcoQuest business owner who can't wait to share our product with anything with a pulse. Now, some of you are thinking, James, are you bloody crazy? I'd love to sponsor someone like that. Well, It's quite possible I'm crazy, but here's the reason for my fear. Everything that goes up must come down. And when it comes to emotions surrounding a business, it's like a recipe for disaster. Building a business from the ground up for the very first time is hard. I don't care what they tell you, it's hard. You're going to experience failure daily. And if you're mostly involved with these learning experiences, it will cause you pain, and you'll stop doing things which cause pain. And bam, you're done, unless your reason why is big enough and strong enough to push you forward. As my mentor Bob Giddens points out so well, true professionals feel no differently about success and failure. They are just part of everyday business and treated as such. And that's the key, folks. Today, every day is just another day at the office. It's fun. I love what I do, but the emotional highs and lows are gone. In short, I've grown up into a professional. We actually lost one of our top producers a few years ago. He brought in over a third of my organization during the first months in my business. And it wasn't too long after that I lost an anchor, one of EcoQuest's icons, in another leg. Well, what might surprise you is that I didn't lose a wink. I didn't waste a second wondering why. I didn't whine. I didn't complain. It just didn't matter because I know where I'm going and that I will get there no matter who comes or goes. That decision was made, so the emotional roller coaster came to an end. Now, it was time to just go to work every day and treat the good and the bad for what they really are, just part of doing business. The irate calls from the customers who forgot they were on auto ship, just another day at the office. The no-shows for follow-ups, just another day at the office. The new guy who talks big and then never does jack, just another day at the office. The new dealer joining with 100 reps from his old company, just another day at the office. Folks, on a scale of 1 to 10 emotionally, I keep it at an even 7. I have enthusiasm and I've got urgency, but that does not change according to the day-to-day, the hour-to-hour events that happen during my workday. And if I was you, I would learn to become the same way. Okay, all of you should have received week 1 Team Zenith. At the top of the page there it says, time to open the doors to your business. You are now the president and the CEO of your very own company. And we're going to have one of these each week. And it'll be the focus of the week, the action steps and results and self-evaluation and to-dos list. Look at this first one, focus of the week. See yourself as a business. A profitable business has a mission, objectives, commitment, and resources. Know that you must invest in your own professional development. Now, you need to do this, folks. You need to define your mission and your objectives. Acquire and maintain productive resources. Your work is your most precious resource. It nurtures your development and lets you build the future you want. In other words, make a plan and take action. Now, here's your action steps. This is what you need to do this week. Pick up a day planner and block out time solely for EcoQuest business. I have talked to so many people this past week that says I don't have the time. Oh, I hope I can find the time to get on your calls. Well, let me tell you something. Life is going to get in the way, just like Jennifer said. You have got to get a day planner and you have got to block out the time that you're going to do your EcoQuest business. And you can't let anything stop you from doing that. I'd get a day planner, I'd put in all the meetings, I'd go to the EcoQuest website and put down all the meetings and all the meetings that you're going to attend, all the meetings that the company's doing, you know, meetings all over the place. Jennifer just interrupted me. Carve out that time. Carve out at least 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours. When you carve out that time, don't let anything interfere with that. You've got to carve it out, because if you don't, life will just simply get in the way. All right, you want to create a master list of 100 prospects for your EcoQuest business. I know we've harped on that, I don't know how long, but here's something I want you to consider. Make a list. When you bring somebody into the program, you make them make a list, and then you get that list from them, because those are going to be prospects for you to talk to. If they drop out, you've still got a list of 100 people that you can talk to. Okay, number three, sign up for network meetings locally. In other words, Toastmasters or BNI or one of those organizations where you can meet people. I highly recommend Toastmasters, but we've seen some really good people that were prospected at Toastmasters and come in. Not only that, folks, the guy at the head of the room with the chalk and the chalkboard is the guy that's making most of the money. You want to be able to start doing meetings. Even if you start like Mike Jackson did and hyperventilate when giving a presentation to two people, you've got to come out of your comfort zone and start doing meetings. Okay, number four, find a prospecting script and practice it in front of a mirror. There's scripts everywhere, you know, and everybody's wanting the right script. Well, there is no magic bullet when it comes to scripts. You've got to focus on things that you want to get across, and you've got to be yourself after a while. That's why I say practice in front of a mirror. That's very, very important. People don't realize how important that is. A lot of people don't do this business because they don't know what to say. Well, you've got to come up with something. If you're missing a prospecting script, let us know. I mean, there's so many out there, it's unreal. Number five, write down the top three reasons why you're in this business. Okay, there's more sheets to that. We will be, as time goes on with these calls, we will be asking for volunteers to come up with, you know, what they've done on these action steps. These are going to be step by step. Every week you're going to have some. This is going to accumulate to where you're going to become extremely successful in this business if you will do them. Okay, your self-evaluation. What is the most important thing I learned this week? That survey that we sent out, boy, was it ever revealing. And it was not just revealing to Jennifer and I, it was revealing to the people that filled out the survey. We got a lot of people that said, my gosh, I just didn't realize. I had no idea. It was for self-evaluation, folks. It was for you to see what you were doing and what you weren't doing. And those folks that remember the question that said, is my bonus check trending up or trending down? The ones that had trending up was those folks that were doing the most presentations. Makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, self-evaluation. Looking back on this week, what would I have done different to make it better? And then down here, to-dos list. I couldn't work without a to-dos list. I have to have that thing in front of me. And it's I do it every morning, and a lot of times I do it at nighttime and in the morning. In other words, what am I going to accomplish today? And let me tell you something. When you start your to-dos list, when you start item number one, you stay on that until you get it done. In other words, don't go to item number two until you're finished item number one. You want to pick out the top three things, you know, and put them in some sort of priority. That to-dos list is very important. That date planner and blocking out that time for EcoQuest is one of the most important things that we have or that you can do. In your other sheets that I've sent you, why must you be successful in EcoQuest? If you will, I'm not going to go through that. There's no need in doing that. What I want you to do, though, is to read this. Look at the 20 reasons why I will be successful in EcoQuest business. There's some examples there. Folks, I strongly encourage you to do this. If you don't do it, you're just about eliminating yourself from being in the top 30. I'm telling you, this is vitally important. Look at your next one there, your homework assignment, Zenith Week number one. Record in your day planner your 20 reasons located on the next page. Focus on it. Make the reasons compelling. Put a copy in your home office in your day planner for daily reflection. Now, fax or mail or email a clean copy to your personal sponsor. And if they're unavailable, then give it to your upline mentor or your coach. In other words, if your sponsor, for whatever reason, is not active in the program, go up until you find somebody that is. And if that comes to Jennifer and I, that's fine. You're going to want to safeguard it. You're going to, we will, and we'll help you reach your dreams. Take your top three reasons from your 20 reasons sheet and write them in three boxes on the page following the 20 reasons. You're going to want to cut those out. Now, I did this, and I'm telling you, it works. You're going to want to cut those out. You're going to want to put them on your refrigerator. I put it on my refrigerator. I put one in my wallet and one in my car and on the bathroom. I did four of them, actually. But three of them is good enough. It will accomplish what it's meant to do. All right. Those things can be done during this week, but what I really want you to concentrate on is that one where it says week one, Team Zenith, and the action steps, the results, the self-evaluation, the to-do's list. The action steps, of course, being the key. And what we'll do is next week, we'll come back over. We'll probably ask for volunteers and ask for people to tell us what they did for the week and give us their self-evaluation. And what is the most important thing that you learned this week? You've got to write these things down, folks, because it becomes accumulative. Little by little by little, and pretty soon, you're going to see your name in lights and you're going to walk the stage. And man, we're going to be so proud of you. That's the best feeling in the whole world is when we see our people walking that stage. We have a goal of getting 50 of you to the top 30. That's a pretty aggressive goal. But you know what? I believe we can do it. I believe we can get you all up there. And part of our goal is to make executive master. And we can't do that unless we help enough of you all get to where you want to go. So we're going to work hard this year, and we hope that you'll work hard with us. All right, that's all I have. If you want, you can come back. I think you just... I don't know how to get them back off of, shoot. If they press star 6, you think they come back?
Star 6 gets you back, James.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. All right, star 6 yourselves, fellas and gals, and let's have your questions.
And one other thing that I wanted to add also that I remembered while James was talking here, also this file of people that we have here that we're going to be working with, we will be personally working with everyone that sent in a quick action survey, and we as time comes, we will be calling each and every one of you and personally working with you and finding out, you know, what your goals are and where you want to go, okay? And also, you can, my phone number is 321-254-8173. You can also call me and James, and his number is 321-254-6567. So if you can't get him, you can call me. If you can't get me, you can call him, okay? So anyone have any questions this morning?
I do, Jennifer. This is Deborah Groh.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that this is correct. James gave us about 8 things, and is this homework for next week, or is the 20 reasons why we're in?
That's to be completed by next week.
Thank you.
You all got a lot of homework this morning, but it's really going to, you know, this is really serious stuff, so there's a lot to be accomplished here. And we're going to go over some more next week. We'll be going over a little bit more about the difference between the Zenith, Pinnacle, and Summit also.
Jennifer, can you give us that order number again?
Yes, it's 20520.
Thank you.
And that's got the qualifications on it, and it has a little poster that you can put up above your desk.
Okay, great.
Jennifer, this is Sandy.
Hey.
I didn't get the name of that book that you suggested. Could you give us that again?
That's The Currency of the Future.
Currency of the Future.
Yeah, they have that at Mac by Brad D. Hazen.
Thank you.
Thank you,
folks.
Okay, anyone else this morning with a question?
Is everybody excited?
We're ready to go.
Very excited. Great call. Thank you so much, James and Jennifer, for doing this for us.
It's our pleasure.
More importantly, James and Jennifer, we thank you for doing it with us.
And that's what we're doing, folks. We did it once before. We're going to do it again. And we're going to take all of you that want to go along with us.
We're all going to the Galapagos Island.
I have to learn to say that first.
That's the problem. I got to learn how to say it. You're right.
I don't know how.
If you want to know where they are, you can go to Bob Giddens' website at chippynews.com. He's got a nice little essay about the islands and some pictures. And
you can also go on Google search and There's all kinds of stuff on those Galapagos. Okay, if anyone else doesn't have any more questions, we'll go ahead and close this call, and we're going to be back tonight again at 8 p.m., and we'll be repeating the call tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Great day.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.